So with the dancing in full flow, there is another social initiative going on here that I want to focus on for a little bit. Social farming offers people who face additional challenges in life or have special needs that might leave them feeling isolated, gives them a chance to spend time with others on a family farm. So earlier, Brenda visited Tommy Early's farm on the shores of Loch Allen, where she met Chloe, Michael and Connor, who were throwing themselves into many jobs on the farm.
Hello, Brenda. You're very welcome.
What a spot.
Ah, it's nice. Now we're lucky with the view.
That's Loch Allen, just right there. Well, is it on your land?
It is. The land, the farm runs down to it. And the little hill that we're standing on here is called Mount Allen. And the Irish for that is Cnic Eolian, which is the beautiful hill. And you're looking down on Loch Eolian, which is the beautiful lake. So come over here now. We'll go down to the sheds where the gang that's social farming here, they're putting in a belt into the cows at the moment. So we'll give them a hand to do that.
This is a mixed farm. Tell me about your farm, Tommy.
Yeah, it's what we have here is what's called a suckler cow enterprise. So we have suckler cows and we rear the calves onto weanling stage and sell them off in the local mart at that stage. So we also grow a bit of vegetables on the farm. But a big interest on the farm here is biodiversity. And there's a lot of talk about that now. So we do a lot of work on that front. And
I think you're underselling it. Yeah.
So I'm a farming for nature ambassador.
Well done.
Thank you.
Where's your sash? Your crown?
So we're going to put it in a pond and we'll have a bunch of people coming helping us to do that. It's all about getting people to reconnect with the land. And I think that's one of the great things with social farming. It's re-establishing that connection with people, with the soil and with the ground again. It's nice to spend that time out in nature. And I think, you know, it's very relaxing. You get a great appreciation for the world around you. I've been very lucky over the years with the people that have come to visit the farm, because it's lovely when you see the farm through somebody else's eyes. Yeah. And they show you something. Like we'd say in the past year, we had person who was into butterflies, you know, and he explained to you all about the butterfly's life cycle and how it's, you know, follows through the course of the year. So it opened up a whole new world that was just at your fingertips, but you didn't see it.
Now, how long have you been doing social farming and why did you get into it?
Well, I suppose the reason I got into it was there was an open day down on a farm in down in Monaghan. One of the participants that was on that farm, he stood up and he told his own story. And I thought it was powerful stuff. So I thought to myself, like, wow, you know, if I could only do something on the farm for one person, to help one person, you know, through a tough patch, it'd be worth doing it. So I set about and I done the training for it and got some participants to come on. And there's a great satisfaction in doing it, because I think it's one of the best uses you can do with land. You're giving people that sort of a safe place where they can come, be themselves, and hopefully use this as a stepping stone to go on to maybe future employment or to go on to do a course or follow up on something, you know.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
So the calves go out the side of the fence there. And the problem is, we need to get them calf back in.
How will we get them back?
We need to lure some nuts, so just keep shaking nuts.
And shake the nuts. And right. You give them a shout there and see if you can get them.
Come on!
Come on!
That's
it. Come on! Come on! That's the boys. Let them get a taste of it. Right, that's the job, that's the job. Right, they're in. Go over the gate quick, Chloe. Come on. That's the job. They're landed now. You put good on ya.
So my name is Chloe McKenna. I'm 20 years old and I live in Mohill.
So you're here doing social farming. You seem to have learned a lot by that quick rescue there. Why are you here and do you like it? Tell me about that.
So I loved here is to give Mern a drink of water.
Who's Mern?
The brown horse. We always give him fresh water to drink. Feeding calves. On Tommy's farm, we're planting pumpkins, cabbages. It's really good. When I went home, told my mom about that, I'm really happy. I learned a lot to check on the pumpkins, see if they're growing. And it's really good for me.
We're going to give in this bale to the cows, Michael, and so we'll just have the plastic took off.
Hello, what's your surname, Michael?
Michael McMara.
You are doing social farming. Have you enjoyed it so far?
I like to be on the farm this couple of weeks, and I like it very much. I'm out of Drumkeon, and I like to come up to do a bit of social farming, and I like to do wee bits here and there. I look very, very, very good for it. Very good.
And what is it you like? Do you have a favourite job, or is there something you've learnt from it?
Looking at the cows and calves, giving them wee bits of silage. I like the Shorthorn and the Belgian Brood. They're the two breeds of cattle I like. Oh. The Shorthorn and the Belgian Brood. I like coming up to Tommy's. It's very, very good for me. That's all I can say.
Conor McHugh is also social farming here. Tommy, what's your job at the moment?
This machine has been used for log splitting, but my name is Conor McHugh. I'm coming here 10 years. I'm 34 years old. Tommy is a very nice man. Start with Tommy first. I've enjoyed my 10 weeks. Something I'll always remember it very much, yeah.
So would you have big plans now for yourself after this?
Oh, I would have big farms. I'd say more take over my dad's farm at home.
Have you enjoyed meeting all the other people who are social farming?
Oh,
is that a big part of it too?
Oh, I loved it so much. I just love coming out here every week. I love Tommy picking me up in the morning.
And do you think it has changed you as a person?
Oh, I feel a lot better. Like, I'm always happy when I come up here, and when you leave a good county like Ballymore, Shona Heslins, up Cannavo.
So we're coming to the end of our placement here, you know, for the few weeks have flown in, so they have. Hoping that you enjoyed your couple of weeks coming here, and it was great having you. And I know that we got a mountain of work done. Yeah. And I hope that you'll get back here again, or that you'll get onto something else, you know. It'll be great to meet you in town or wherever we meet.
Thank you very much, Tommy. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, will we go for a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
that sound good? Right. Okay, let's go.
Tommy Early talking to Brenda, along with Chloe, Michael and Connor.